are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The concept of consent is crucial in building respectful and healthy relationships. Yet, it can be a complex topic for boys to fully grasp. Understanding consent goes beyond just saying yes or no. It involves respect, communication, and empathy. Today's discussion will focus on helping boys understand the principles of consent, its importance in relationships, and how to apply these principles in their interaction with others. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Molenga, who's going to help us speak about all things how our boy children can understand consent. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning, our listeners across the world.
Amen. Good morning, Mfundisi Swami. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us about this very, very important topic.
No, I am delighted to be here, and it's a pleasure. Once again, I greet you, our listeners, and it's indeed a privilege to be having this beautiful discussion for today.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Fundisi, I'm going to ask that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, who is above in heaven, we are so thankful, dear Lord, for this opportunity that you have given unto us, all of us who have lives. Dear Lord, as we discuss today's discussion, we pray that may you be with us and may you be with our listeners. Dear Father, on this complex topic, we pray that may you go before us and convict each one of us to do the right things. This we ask through just as we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, what is consent? You know, I think this concept has been there for quite a number of time, but we have not really paid attention to it. I think with the robustness of social media, for example, that is where now this word got to be on people's lips. You know, consent, consent, consent. This, but someone might still be asking themselves, what does consent mean in the context of relationships and interaction? What is it?
All right, that's a beautiful question as we start just there. So quickly, I think I will highlight also, as you alluded, that consent is not only about saying yes or no, but consent is an agreement between two participants to engage in a sexual activity. Now, again, consent should be freely and freely communicated. Mm-hmm. A verbal and affirmative expression of consent can help both you and your partner to understand and respect each other's boundaries. Again, just on the start, this should be understood that consent cannot be given by individuals who are underaged or people who are drugged or who are asleep or who are drunk or unconscious. That is not consent. Even those who are in a situation where an equal power dynamic, such as engaging in sexual activity with an employee or a student, also means that cannot be freely be given. So just on the spot, as we have started our conversation, that concept in area of respect and interaction, it brings an idea of respect and free something which should be done freely, so that one should be able to say that indeed they have accepted to indulge themselves into this practice or activity which you would want to engage in.
So why is it important then, Mfundisi Swami, for boys specifically to understand and respect the concept of consent?
All right. And that's a beautiful question, just as we have started, that it's important to understand that boys, it is crucial for them to learn that their body belongs to them, mm-hmm. that they have the right to say no to unwanted touch or activity. Understanding as boys, understanding consent helps them to develop a sense of urgency and anatomy. Now, this concept also teaches them to respect the boundaries of others and nurturing mutual respect. Mm-hmm. So That becomes quite very crucial and very important, especially even as we have done the definition of consent. So it is quite very important that for children or boys to understand this aspect of consent.
So, Mpundisi, you know, most of the time we think that consent only applies to women, but we do understand that boys also go through situations where they need to give their consent. We do have cases of boys, you know, being raped, boys being abused, and everything else where consent also, they also need to understand the issues of consent. So, how can boys now communicate effectively, Mpundisi, I mean, to ensure that consent is clear and mutual, be it them giving their consent, be it them seeking their consent from the girl, how can now their communication be clear?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question. And the aspect of communication becomes a key thing. Now, to boys, the importance of clear communication encourages them to express their feelings and boundaries explicitly and listen to others with empathy and understanding. So clear communication helps prevent misunderstandings and conflicts. So in a case where a boy has said, me, I don't want to do this, one ought to be able to respect it. So, and again, it builds the confidence in expressing their needs and respecting of others' needs. So communication in the area of consent becomes a fundamental principle which a boy child should be able to undertake and take it confidently, that when you communicate that you don't want to do this, and for sure we've had some boy child they're being raped, and sometimes it's not only in area of maybe sexuality in terms of saying they're agreeing, but also I've come to learn that even the aspect of kissing, if a boy today has said, I don't want to kiss, and then he has been forced to kiss a particular girl or another partner, that is sexual assault, and that is not good. So clear communication when someone or when a boy has said, I don't want to do this, it is important to respect them, or even a lady when she has said, I don't want to do this. And when a person has said, I don't want to do it now, or they have accepted to do it now, does not give you a guarantee that tomorrow they will accept it even now.
Consent is very, very critical in food. So looking at the misconceptions that are there, what are some of those misconceptions that pertain to consent, you know, that need to be addressed? The other one there, I think when we were doing the intro, is saying the issues of yes and no, other people saying that if the person did not verbalize their consent or non-consent, it means that it was not there, which sometimes becomes a misconception. I think we've seen, for example, in some court cases where they're like, the body language was speaking more than, you know, the words, because maybe the person is shocked. Maybe the person, you know, they're in a state of shock and everything else. So what are some of the misconceptions that are there when it comes to consent?
All right. I think there are quite a number of misconceptions that we have on the issue of consent. One of those is that you only need to consent for sex. So this is a misconception where people think that consent is only for sex. So it is only when you are having sex or when you need sex a particular person, that's where consent is applied. That's a misconception. But consent, it is in the aspect of everything. Even being in kissing, hugging, you see, even holding hands, you must seek someone's consent. So for a boy child, it is important that there is a misconception that when a girl has said yes, it is implying that she has accepted in everything. That is a misconception. So for a boy child, it is important for them to understand that this misconception, that consent does not only apply in sex, but it applies in everything in the dynamics of life. And again, the other aspect which I would want to bring on as a misconception is that if they don't say no, it is okay. You see, a boy child must be taught that when someone has said or hasn't said it that they haven't agreed to it, the misconception is that someone has agreed to it, because silence, it is also part of saying yes.
Yeah.
Because this misconception, it grows with an attitude that if someone hasn't said it, to say this is no, meaning they have said the opposite. So that misconception, it is one of those which it is one of those which must be understood as a misconception, which most of the people have come to agree to that. And the third one, which I would want to allude to, is that they say so long as they eventually says yes, it is okay.
Yeah.
Where in the process, maybe the person did not say yes or no, but along, maybe you force them as you continuously talk about it. For example, if a boy child hasn't accepted a particular thing and they haven't said yes to it, and then cohesively somebody continuously talks about it, and then eventually they accept it, maybe out of anger, that is a misconception which people feel that as long as I continuously talk about it and eventually they fall in that trap, meaning it is okay for them. That is a misconception of consent.
Indeed. So when it comes to us parents, right, we sometimes, we even struggle talking to our children about sex, let alone consent, you know, let alone consent. So how can us as parents, as the mentors that they have, you know, educate these boy children about the importance of consent? You know, because some of this, as you said, that it's not necessarily sex that the consent is required for. Some of them, they do things and you're like, yo, my child, do not do that, you know. So how can it now, how can we now best teach them how the all the issues of consent?
You see, and that's a beautiful question there. This discussion about consent, it is quite very crucial. A lot of us, we are super uncomfortable talking directly about maybe the issue of sex, and we avoid it if we can. And that is quite, most of parents, the majority of them, we try by all means to avoid discussion because we're uncomfortable about it. But if parents aren't prepared to breach the subject, now this becomes quite very crucial, because if you don't talk about it, meaning they will become without your knowledge what they are growing to be. Because there is no nurturing taking place from a parent. So meaning, if you ignore it as a parent, we have got these other social platforms where our children, our boys, are learning from. So meaning, if we don't talk about these things in our homes as parents and educating our children, I tell you, learning from other people with the views which might not be right to your perception. And hence, it is important as parents to make a commitment in terms of teaching them on how these things ought to be applied and how these things can go about it. And the other aspect which I want to mention, that as parents, we must not only talk about it on a different stage, but we must start it on an early stage. If you allow a child to grow with different views, it will be difficult for you to change them when they grow. There's that saying, or there's a saying where they say that you cannot change an old dog into new tactics.
True.
If a dog is used of doing what it's used of doing, the obvious case when it grows, you cannot begin to train it that it should behave in a different manner. So it is as a saying, but there is a lesson that if we have an early stage of teaching our boy child that you must be able to respect yourself and you must apply it, that in terms of consent, you must teach them for at an early stage for them to say yes, And no, and they'll be able, as they grow with it, they'll be able to respect other people's boundaries, and they'll be able to respect their partners, because they would have understood that consent, it is not only about sex, but consent, it is dynamic. Hence, in every stage of relationship, consent must be applied. Even this issue of, we must be able to combat toxic masculinity, which is quite very crucial. Now, on this aspect, you must be able to understand by the age of 10, many children's views on gender are already formed. So it's important to challenge gender stereotypes from the start. This is very crucial and important.
So, Mfundi Swami, as we're nearing the end of this conversation now, how can the understanding of respecting consent, you know, contribute to a healthier and more respectful relationships? Because I think, you know, as you're saying, for example, I know that when we started, we were addressing the issues of boys and girls. Sometimes it even goes to us parenting, you know, I did not consent for you to eat that meat there that was left. I did not consent for you to take those snacks, you know, or this and this. Or they did not consent, even though we fight this one as parents, that this is my house, I will enter everywhere. They did not consent for us to enter their rooms without knocking, you know. So looking, understanding how it's an issue of respect, basically. How could it now help with relationships, be it children and mothers, be it these boy children when they are having their friends or girlfriends or whatever, but how does it help?
All right. That's a beautiful question there. You know, this aspect of consent is quite, as I said, as you said also, that it is quite dynamic. That consent is not only about physical intimacy. It extends to communication, emotional expression, and all aspects of all aspects of interpersonal interaction. In such relationships, individuals feel empowered, safe, and valued, leading to a greater intimacy, trust, and overwhelming well-being. This becomes quite very crucial when it comes to the element of building a healthier, or consent contributes to a healthier environment. Now, this becomes quite very important that communication, it's key, because if you don't communicate, you won't be able to understand other people's consent. If you be able to communicate, especially when it comes to issue of parenting, that We have come to a point where, as you said, where a child feels that they have got a right of barging in their parents' house or room, or getting anything without their mother's consent. And that is a misconception, again, which people or children or boys, they have come to grow about with it. And hence, communication becomes quite very crucial, and honest and respect makes sexual relationship better. If you don't communicate, even as a boy child, that you desire to do this, and that in that aspect, it becomes very important that we should always seek people's consent, and hence it will contribute surely to a healthier relationship.
Fundis, thank you so much. Thank you for coming through to speak to us about this whole issue of consent, which is very much critical and very much needed for our boy children to quite understand. Any closing remarks, Fundis Swami, regarding this topic? And also that I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for our boy children, that whenever we speak to them about these issues, they understand. And us as parents, whenever we're speaking, we find the right approach to speak to them regarding this issue, so that they do not close off to whatever that we are saying to them.
All right. This discussion, it is quite at a time where we have got these influencers and influence and peer pressure coming on board to our boy children's. But it is quite very important for children to understand. Let me start by addressing our children that it's very important to understand that consent is not only about sex, but it is in all areas of life. Being even at school, being even at home, consent is quite very important. And as for parents, it is quite very important when you are building a child to teach them on what they ought to be, as in opposed to allowing them grow then at a later stage, that's when you want to start teaching them. So it's very important to mentors or as parents to be able to start on an early stage on this discussion, because if you don't do it, they will do it for you. Mm-hmm. And that is quite very dangerous. What they will create for you at home, you might not like it. And hence, it's important that as parents, we take up a bold step in having these discussions with our boy children. And as children, please be able to listen to our parents as they are inculcating these moral values on our lives. And we should be able to appreciate them, because sooner or later, it is you who will be a parent. And if at all you haven't had that foundation that a parent can talk to you, then it will be difficult for you to nurture your own children. And hence, parenthood, it is reciprocative. Today, it is us who are parents. Tomorrow, it might be you. And hence, as we pass it on to our children, to our boy children, that they should be able also to become better children, better citizens.
Pundits, please pray for us.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, who is above in heaven, we are so thankful for this discussion. Surely there is indeed a child who has been listening on this World Radio Adventist. But Lord, I pray in a special way that indeed, if at all they have not understood this discussion, dear Father, but I pray for parents that they will continue taking up the mantle of educating them. May you equip them, dear Father, with wisdom and knowledge. But I pray also for our children, dear Father, for our boy children, not only our boy children, but I pray for our girl children also as well, that as we continue nurturing them, may you bless them with understanding, dear Father. Not only understanding, but Lord, at every day they should be able to become better children. Dear Father, we pray in a special way that may you bless them to the point of their needs, where they lack, even to our listeners, all of them across the world. But we pray in a special, dear Father, may you bless them to the point of their needs, where they lack, dear Father, may you bless them abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen. And have it too as the same. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.